think I have like this space here. It's a nice full stage. So this has been really, really nice having both groups together. Isn't this nice? Being all together for a family Christmas, I love it. It's so nice to be here. Walt, thank you so much. Where is Walt? Did he? Oh, he's counting money. I wanted to find out if he had a horn on his old bicycle. So you'll have to ask him for me. So, or the tassels on the, you know, because nothing makes you feel like you're riding a Harley at 8 years old. Except for those tassels. It does. So while still, they didn't get cut off or ripped off. Or mine always ended up disappearing. So I think maybe, I don't know. I was maybe I wasn't as gentle as Walt was on his bike. Well, today we are finishing up our Christmas series on worship, and it's making a difference in worship. We're also finishing up our whole year of making a difference, talking about making a difference in so many different ways. And so we've talked so far in this series, we talked about the Magi, we talked about their worship, we talked about the shepherds and their worship, we talked about the angels and how they should inspire us to worship. And then last night, we started tonight's message. So if you missed last night, you have to get online and get part one of today's message. I decided to split it up into two messages so we'd have kind of a shorter on both sides. And so we've got Mary's song. Last night, we talked about how Gabriel came and spoke to Mary and shared with Mary God's plan and how through God's grace, she found favor in God's eyes, and through God's grace that she was going to be able to accomplish the thing that God had brought to her, the plan that God had brought to her, which was also by God's grace. All of it last night was about God's grace. And so we've got some notes there in your bulletin. We'll have them up on the screen from last night, and that is that God's grace allowed us to encounter Jesus. It was through grace that Mary had found favor in God's eyes. And so she encountered Jesus in a very unique way. But it's also that same grace that allows us to encounter Jesus. It's through God's grace that we receive our calling from God. When he says, here's what I want you to do. When he sent Gabriel to Mary, Mary was informed, here's your part of God's plan. Here's what I want you to do. And all that's through God's grace that he comes to us, invites us into his plan. So whatever he's laid on your heart, whatever part of his plan that he's invited you into, all of that's because of grace. And then the final part we talked about last night was how God chose, or God allowed us to be empowered to fulfill his plan for us. So he didn't just give us a plan and set us loose. He gave us a plan and he empowered us. When Mary said, how can I do this? I'm not physically able to be pregnant. And God said, don't worry about it. I got it covered. This is what's going to happen. This is how I'm going to make this happen for you. This is how I'm going to help you to accomplish what I've given you. And isn't that what he does for all of us? When he gives us something and says, hey, here's what I want you to do. And we turn to him and we say, well, I have no idea how I'm going to be able to do that. God says, I got it covered. I've given you gifts to do this task. I've given you special gifts. I have specially selected you to do this. And so that was a little recap from last night. And so as we continue in our passage today, last night we looked up to verse 38. So this morning we're going to pick up at verse 39. Now at this time, Mary rose and went in a hurry to the hill country to a city of Judah and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb. And earlier in chapter 1, Luke talks about how Elizabeth she's also had a miraculous conception at an old age. That's where hers came as a miraculous conception, is that, and she had John the Baptist inside of her. And so at her old age, she had become pregnant with Zechariah. And so when Mary, who is one of her relatives, she goes to visit her, and Elizabeth says that this baby, John the Baptist, leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she cried out with a loud voice and said, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how has it happened to me that the mother of my Lord would come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she who believes that there would be a fulfillment of what had been spoken to her by the Lord. So Mary receives this information from Gabriel, And then at once she goes to a relative. There's got to be a close relationship. And I know a lot of us will do that. We'll go to people we trust, people we love, people, you know, a relative, a close friend. And just, you'll never believe what happened last night. You know, we've all had those stories. And Mary gets to Elizabeth's house. And before she even gets to speak a word, Elizabeth confirms all that Mary experienced. I think that's pretty amazing. All these little pieces, little breadcrumbs that God drops in our lives as well. And we get to see it here in the story of Mary preparing for the birth of Jesus. Well, we've been celebrating the past 12 hours, starting from last night as we gathered to worship together. And so she's greeted by Elizabeth, and Elizabeth says, "How is it that I'm so blessed that the mother of my Lord would come and visit me?" And so it's confirmed there. Everything that she had heard from Gabriel, you know, am I crazy? Was I seeing things or whatever? Did I eat pizza too late at night? You know, but it's confirmed there with Elizabeth. She says, you know, as soon as she walks in, I love how that happens in this story. And so it's after this that Mary breaks into a song. And this little section that we're going to dive into here this morning is what inspired the whole series. It's Mary's song of worship, and I looked at that, and I was like, you know what? That would be a really neat Christmas message. Not your traditional Christmas message, but her song of worship. And that caused me to kind of look and see the shepherds and how they inspire us to worship, and the magi, how they inspire us to worship, and the angels and how they inspire us to worship. And so all of it comes down to this one inspiration here of Mary's song. After she receives this information, after she receives confirmation from Elizabeth, she breaks into this song. And this song is actually pretty famous. It's been called the Magnificat. From the opening line of the song, which says, "My soul exalts the Lord." And so let's look at this. Mary said, "My soul glorifies," or "My soul exalts the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in my God, and God my Savior." This song starts off with some personal praise that's very specific to Mary's situation. So as we continue looking down our notes, if you take a look down there, we're going to continue from last night's notes. Personal praise for my specific situation. So as we're inspired to worship through Mary's song, we're going to pick out things from Mary's song that inspires us to worship God. And while we're doing this, I want you to do something. I don't want you to disconnect so much that you're not able to keep up and you lose track of where the sermon is. But at various places through the message, I want you just to have some time between you and God in your head and just praise him. If whatever strikes your heart, whatever moves you, and just thank him, praise him, glorify him, and just continue this spirit of worship that we've already started through song, and do so in your head throughout the whole message, and allow the message to inspire you to continue to worship in that manner. So Mary says, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant, and from now on, all generations will call me blessed." We'll come back to that part. But the first little part of verse 48 there, that he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. My soul will exalt the Lord. My soul will glorify the Lord. My spirit will rejoice because God chose to choose me. You've been mindful of your humble servant. God chose to choose me. Let's write that down. Isn't that a good reason for us to praise God? It's real simple. It's real simple. But I'm never embarrassed to preach the simple, because the simple is throughout the Bible. And it never hurts to go back to that. To just praise God because he chose me. I mean, first of all, any of us who are Christians in the room, he chose you to be his child. He chose you to be his son. He chose you to be his daughter. Boy, that's reason enough to praise him right there. You know, I'm hoping that there are just many thoughts of praise being lifted up to God right now, thanking him for choosing you to be his child. But Mary is praying and she's singing in a very specific moment in her life, a big, huge moment in her life. And so with that inspiration to inspire us to worship, I want you to think about your specific situation. What has God chosen you for right now? In addition to choosing you to be his child, What specific situation are you in? What's going on in your life right now? What circumstance, what situation, what's going on? And some of you might be thinking, you know what? You don't know my situation. It's awful right now. It's a mess right now. My life is crazy. There's question marks all over it. I don't know what's going on. And you're saying that I need to praise God for that specific situation? And I'm saying absolutely. Because that specific situation, if you've been led there by God, God has led you there for a reason. And we need to praise him for that. And maybe you're not in that case. Maybe you are in a specific situation where you're saying, you know what? Absolutely, I'm going to praise God because this is an amazing place where I'm at right now. So wherever you're at, in between any of those, the really, you know, confusing, frustrating place in your life or a joyous, happy place in your life and anywhere in between, we can praise God for the specific situation that we're in because he chose us. He chose us to be in that place. He chose us to be around those people. He chose us that we could go through that situation with his navigation, with his strength, with his help. He chose us. And we praise him for that. Mary continues in the second half of verse 48 that we've already read. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. Mary says that all generations will call her blessed. Mary, did you know? Yes, she did. She did. I love the song. I think it's a great song. And it's a beautiful song. And it's been, you know, covered by many, 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 many artists through the years. And it really is a beautiful song. But when you ask that question, Mary, did you know? Yes, she did. An angel told Joseph. An angel told Mary, Elizabeth confirmed it, that she was going to give birth to the Son of God and he was going to be the Savior. She knew that. She might not have known the specifics about walking on water or different, you know, changing water to wine, whatever, all the miracles. She didn't know the specifics of those, but she did know she was giving birth to the Savior. She did know she was giving birth to the Lord, to the Son of God. And this is reason to rejoice for her. Because she says, all generations will be blessed. She understands the magnitude of what God has given to her, that the blessing, her part in God's plan, she understands how big it is. She says, all generations will be blessed because of me. They'll all call themselves blessed because of me. Now, what we know of Mary, we know that she's a very humble servant. In context of her humility and her attitude that she's displayed throughout all the passages that mention Mary, we see her character. And so this isn't a, hey, look at me, I'm pretty awesome. It's not that kind of statement. It's simply a statement of truth through her realization of the magnitude of what God has called her into by his grace. And by his grace, what he has empowered her to do for his plan and for his kingdom, and she recognizes that, and she says, wow, everyone's gonna call themselves blessed because of me. I want us to think about our life. How has God blessed you? How has God blessed you? What has God done in your life that people would look to you and say, wow, that person, she is very blessed, he is very blessed? Because that opens the door for you to be able to share, as Mary did, hey, this came from God's grace. Everyone's going to be able to say, I'm blessed because of blank. And every one of us need to bring that back to the roots of God's grace. The only reason I have this blessing is because of God's grace. Mary was simply the candlestick. Those of us who were at the candlelight service last night, she was the candlestick. And she had the grace of receiving the light and the grace of being able to hold the light physically for her, for us in a spiritual manner. And she had the ability of passing that light on, just like we have. And that's another reason to praise God. God chose me to be an example of the power of his grace. God chose me to be an example of the power of his grace. Those are looking at you and your life and they're saying, wow, that person, that he is really blessed. She is really blessed. That opens up a door for you to be able to share with them when God has blessed you, it does two things. One, it should cause worship. It should cause worship immediately, and it should cause ripples of worship after that event. When God has blessed you, that should cause worship. The second thing that should cause is that should cause for you to feel a responsibility to share that blessing is totally because of God's grace. It's not because of anything I did. With Mary, it wasn't because of Mary's merit. It was because of God's grace that she bore Jesus. And so any blessing we have from God, it's from his grace. And we have a responsibility to share that. When people notice that, when people see that in our lives, let that be an open door. Take the responsibility to say, you know what? This blessing, it's all because of God. It's not because I'm anything that deserves it. It's not because I live a great life and I try hard, for sure. But this blessing, it's not because I earned it. This blessing is simply because God is good. Amen. I want you just to lift up some praises mentally in your head. Lift up some praises and thank God for the blessings that he has given you. Worship him for the blessings he has given you. And I want you to think about all those that are looking to you, your children, co-workers, other family members, friends, neighbors. And I want you to praise God because you have a ton of open doors to be able to share his grace with them because of the blessings he has given you. Mary continues, she says, "For the mighty one has done great things for me. Holy is his name." And so she's singing a praise song. You know, we sing that in a lot of our praise songs. Holy is his name. Why is his name holy? Because he has done great things for me, is what Mary says. Boy, isn't that a great reason to praise God ourselves? He's done great things. I'm going to write that down. God chose to do great things for me. This is the last message of 2016. When we meet again together next Sunday, it's going to be 2017. We're going to have our New Year's Eve party in between. You guys are all invited to that on what day is that then? Friday, right? Friday night. And so it's the extra Eve. It's the New Year's Eve. That way you guys can still have your Eve plans, but that extra Eve just makes it all the better. So we have the extra Eve. So next Sunday when we meet together, it will be January 1st. It will be 2017. I want you to take a moment in your brain, in your mind, in your heart, and I want you to revisit 2016 and think of all the great things that God has done for you in 2016. Think about all the great things that the Lord has done for you, and I want you to just praise and thank him for those things right now. I want you to just thank him for all the blessings, even the tough times, and how he led you through them. And maybe if you're going through one, to just praise him for being your strength now. Just praise him right now for the great things that he's done. Go back 5 years, 2011, from 2011 forward. You can go all the way back 10 years, 2006. At the birth of our first son, 10 years ago. I praise him for those things. And one of my children baptized this past year, and that's something to praise God for. The other one the year before, and something to praise God for. We all have great things that God has done for us in our lives, and we praise him for those things. So those are very specific things to us, things that, you know, God has chosen me. God has chosen to use me as an example of his great grace. God has done great things for me on a personal level. But then Mary backs up. She kind of zooms out and gets the big picture and thinks of general praise. And that's something we can continue as we are inspired in our worship. My praise for God's general activity in the world around me, in the circles around me, as we talked about circles earlier this year. She says his mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. God's mercy is offered to all. Let's write that down. God's mercy is offered to all. Boy, isn't that a great reason to praise him? A great reason to worship him, that for all have sinned and all of us are continually falling ourselves short of the glory of God. But then at Pentecost, when Peter's sharing with them, they say, "What should we do?" They were cut to the heart from the message of the gospel, and they said, "What should we do?" And Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the forgiveness of your sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit." And this promise is for who? For all. For all your sons and daughters, for all who are far off, for all. Man, isn't that a great reason to praise God, that his mercy is available for all. It was available for me on a personal level, but it's available for everyone. It's available for all. She continues, she says, he has performed mighty deeds with his arm. So not only has God done great things in my life, but he's just done mighty deeds across the board. God has done many different mighty deeds through many different people. And then Mary goes into some specific detail here of two different groups. She mentions the proud and she mentions the humble. And in both groups, you can see God's mighty deeds just in very different ways. She sings as she continues to pray. She says, he has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their innermost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but sent the rich away empty. So from that, God has done mighty things for many different people. For the humble that realize their dependence on God, they are lifted. And we praise God for that. We praise God for his mighty deeds. But we also praise God that he levels the playing field, that those who are proud, who stand independent from God, they are humbled. They are brought down. Sometimes that's us. And thank God, because pride comes before the fall. And so if he humbles me before the fall, that's a pretty awesome thing, because the fall is never good. So he brings down the proud and makes them humble, and he lifts up the humble. And that's worth praising God for, that he does mighty deeds throughout all sorts of different types of people and in situations. And then Mary finishes her song by saying, he has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors. So Mary's praising God for Jesus and bringing Jesus, the Messiah, the Savior, the Lord. And she's saying here, just as he promised our ancestors. God keeps his promises. God's promises are true and dependable. Let's write this down. God always makes good. God always makes good on his promises. And man, that's something to worship him for, isn't it? Think about the promises he's given to you and just praise him in your mind for those things right now. God chose us. He chose us because of his grace. We have found favor in his eyes. Grace has allowed us to encounter Jesus. Grace has allowed us to receive our calling from God. And grace has empowered us to do those things. And as we're inspired by Mary's song, we should have times of personal praise where we thank God. Our spirit rejoices because God has chosen us. One as a child, but also in our specific situation. We praise God because he has used us as an example of the power of his grace. We praise God because he has chosen to do great things for me. We praise God on the grand scheme of things in a general fashion because he's had mercy for everyone. Mercy is available and offered for all people. We praise God that he's done mighty deeds through many different people. He humbles the proud and lifts up the humble. And we praise God because his promises are true and he always makes good on what he promises. So we make a difference in our worship as we are inspired by all of these different people who were involved in the account of Jesus' birth, and finishing up with Mary's wonderful song, the Magnificat.